From Pennsylvania Avenue to Main Street, Scott Inez tackles the hot topics like only he can. It's time for Inez Says.
Hi, hello, and I welcome you back to another week of the Inez Says Podcast. Got Inez with you today. Thanks so much for being here. You can find the podcast all over the place, Apple Podcasts. You can find it right there in Spotify, of course, right there on the front page of the WDBO app and WDBO.com. And I invite you to join me on the air, on the radio for Orlando's Morning News with Scott Inez, 5 to 9 a.m. on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580. Be sure to stream us right there in the WDBO app. Well, as we tape on this Monday morning, Tax Day, April 15th, by the way, happy Tax Day, everybody. The nation of Israel is weighing its next steps after Iran's attack over the weekend. Israel's war cabinet meeting on Sunday night and this morning, Monday morning, to try to decide on making a decision on the scale or the timing of a response to Iran's aerial attacks. Those attacks of the cruise variety, the ballistic variety, and of the drone variety over the weekend. And as I'm taping right now, the Israeli war cabinet is meeting to try to figure out what to do next. There are considerations being made whether Israel needs to retaliate immediately or whether it can afford to wait, and what impact any escalation against Iran would have on Israeli operations in the Gaza Strip. The Israelis say that 99% of the projectiles over the weekend from Iran were intercepted. We're talking about between 300 and 400 projectiles, again, ballistic, cruise missiles, drones as well. 99% of those projectiles were intercepted by Israel, the U.S., and other allies. Now, once again, Iran's aggression does lead me and some others questioning the Biden administration's constant appeasement of the Iranian regime here. Last month, Biden, for some reason, waived sanctions on Iran's economy. Of course, Biden has faced criticism after releasing as much as $10 billion into the coffers of Iran. Now, the Biden administration insists that Iran's regime cannot use those funds for its growing military offensive arsenal, but I think we all can figure this one out here, that the $10 billion is fungible money, and the financial allocation allows Iran to revise its budget to expand its military apparatus. I'm not quite sure why I can figure that out and the Biden administration can't. Nonetheless, what is Israel going to do here? That's the key question in light of the Israelis killing two Iranian military generals in Syria last week, and of course with these subsequent aerial attacks by the Iranians in Israel this past weekend. Let's go ahead and touch base with ABC News correspondent Jordana Miller. She is based in Jerusalem, and earlier I talked with Jordana about the attacks of this past weekend. You were there, obviously. I do wonder, what was it like there in Jerusalem over the weekend when those attacks from Iran started?
Well, I have to say it was a unnerving experience. Mm. I'm going to put it lightly. You know, we're used to suddenly hearing sirens and running to our safe room. Mm-hmm. It's been part of the last 6 months of the war. But this was unusual in that, you know, the Israeli army was updating us as soon as they had verified the launches from Iran. And then it was kind of a waiting game, which I think made it, in a sense, a different kind of strike and more anxiety-producing for a lot of Israelis, because essentially we were told at 10 p.m., okay, Iran has launched the attack. Dozens of cruise missiles and ballistic missiles and drones are coming our way. We didn't know the exact number, but the estimate was, the original estimate was somewhere between 1 and 200. The actual number was somewhere between 3 and 400. And we were essentially told, okay, stay calm, and whatever gets through to Israeli territory, and some will, it'll happen between 1 and 2 a.m. And that's exactly what happened. It wasn't expected that sirens would go off here in Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. Many people believe that Iran was going to target both the bases in the south and in the north, but in the center of the country, there wouldn't be any major targets. That turned out not to be the case. Right before 2 a.m. here in Jerusalem, the sirens went off. I went running with my children to the safe room. And we heard many aerial interceptions. Later, we saw incredible video of the interceptions lighting up the sky over Jerusalem's Old City, really lighting up the Dome of the Rock, which is one of the mosques there in Islam's third holiest site in Jerusalem's Old City, the Noble Sanctuary. There were rockets that also lit up the area right over Israel's parliament, the Knesset. And then, of course, areas in the West Bank, the North, and the South. But overall, this attack by Iran, it was a failure because almost all of the missiles and drones were shot down by Israel and the United States and its allies. There were some that hit a military base in the South, in Nevatim, which is Israel's main air base in the South. One warplane was damaged, and there was other minor damage, but that base continued to be operational through the whole night and remains so today. So this was really a spectacular success, not only for Israel's technological prowess, but its coordination with the U.S. and the allies far and wide, not just Europe, but the Saudis, the Emiratis, the Egyptians, and the Jordanians.
So what is next? That's the question, right? I mean, I know that the Israeli War Cabinet met for hours yesterday. They're slated to meet again. They have much to decide here at Jordana, don't they?
They do. The stakes are sky high. You know, if Israel launches a major military strike in Iran, it again could put us, you know, put the whole region on the brink of, you know, a wider war. Not only in the region, but could be even larger than that. And that is why President Biden has been putting pressure on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and other leaders to, you know, make sure whatever they do is moderate, so it won't escalate and cause, you know, a war to break out. Right? That's been President Biden's interest from the beginning. The Iranians have already said if Israel strikes, we'll hit back and even harder. And if the U.S. is any part of this, U.S. bases will be targets as well. That's why we also heard the United States essentially go public and say, hey, you know, we told the Israelis we're not going to be involved in any aggressive, any counterstrikes, any offensive action, though the United States came through, you know, in defensive terms to help Israel. So Netanyahu has a very difficult next 24, 48 hours. What kind of operation is he going to green light? Maybe we will see Israel carry out a cyber attack. Maybe we'll see Israel hit one of Iran's proxies in the region. There's a growing sense that we're getting from some of the public remarks by generals in the War Cabinet that Israel seems to be leaning towards something that will not escalate the situation.
Thanks to ABC News correspondent Jordana Miller for the update here on the Inez Says podcast. That's going to wrap it up for the podcast. Join me every weekday morning, Orlando's Morning News with Scott Inez, 5 to 9 a.m. on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580. I'll see you next time.